Yeah.
I had a question. I was wondering if you could explain the analogy involving the emperors.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure what it was referring to. Was it just certain, like, sensuality is painful, or
yes. Yeah. Sensuality is painful. That's the it doesn't live up to its advertising. that's the unfortunate allure is its or its promise is that it's actually going to really it's really going to solve everything, and then in the end one is left, yeah, it's kind of, especially when you're speaking about both refined states of concentration as well as the liberated mind, then your sensual pleasure is very disturbing, and you can't hardly believe that from the point of view of an ordinary state of mind, which is why it's so important to be encouraging the mind to develop as much calm and clarity and stability, because it really changes the perception of how we experience things. Where the heck is that? I'm trying to think how the Buddha phrased that. But just the sense that for one who hasn't experienced anything more than that, pleasant feeling is the only release from suffering. I can't remember the sutta where it is. It's later on in the Majjhima Nikaya, toward the, but I can't remember exactly. But that's very much the case. The only sort of relief that one gets from dukkha is the seeking some kind of sensual gratification, sensual pleasure. And it isn't as if it's not pleasurable, but it is pleasurable from the measuring point of a worldly mind, and without having seen that there's something beyond that.